This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, can you believe? I mean, I know it's March Madness, but some of the games are going to be played in April, I guess, aren't they?
Yeah, that's usually how it always goes. The Final Four is always typically like that first
but
in April.
I still think it's going to be mad. So we could call it Maple or something.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and the whole thing about college anything. But sports in general, but college anything, is that basically anything can happen. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So did you watch?
Fun.
Yeah. Did you watch the games?
I did. I didn't watch a whole lot of the games yesterday. I was actually you're gonna make fun of me. I was actually watching WrestleMania yesterday.
I'm gonna make fun of you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Because you'd rather fiction than truth, huh?
Yeah.
You like the drama. You like the pageantry and splendor. You like the acting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. But, I mean, it's a lot of exciting games. Yesterday, I know Michigan State and Louisville played a pretty exciting game. And so it's always a fun time.
Kentucky and Notre Dame.
Yeah, Kentucky and Notre Dame was fantastic on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and my phone actually sent me an alert that said an upset in the making. My phone did that. My phone knows much more about what's going on in the world than I do. And it will alert me to, you know, things that I should know about. This is CNN. So there we go. All right, so you forgot to, you were going to update me on your perspective about the number two movie. I told you that Home was going to beat Get Hard. Did I not say that?
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah. And they beat it pretty handily, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of people didn't like it, I thought it was sweet. I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought it was, you know, people were saying, well, it was derivative, and you know, I thought it was cute. I thought it was certainly better than Get Hard, which I didn't hate. So what's your review of Get Hard?
I thought it was pretty funny. It wasn't like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life or anything, but I thought Kevin Hart's character was great. And I mean, Will Ferrell is kind of, I think, like we talked.
He's doing what he's always doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, it was really, really raunchy.
But, yeah, it was. Yeah.
But I laughed quite a bit, and I thought Kevin Hart's character was great, and
you could tell when the two of them were just riffing, and that I think that was by far and away the most fun part.
Yeah.
When they just were, I mean, you could just see the director sort of sitting there, either tearing his hair or just giggling, or maybe a combination. Yeah. Being a director with those two is probably an exercise in frustration.
Yeah.
All right, so we did that. Did you celebrate Earth Day on Saturday?
I didn't. I'm kind of regretting it now too. I woke up yesterday morning kind of kicking myself because I woke up and then it just kind of hit me like, "Oh, I didn't do the Earth Hour, right?"
Yeah, it's Earth Day, but that's what you did for the hour, is that it was the world's largest demonstration that it, I don't know if it's, I think it's 8:30 wherever you are, I think that's the deal.
Okay.
Because obviously 8:30 in California, if it's East Coast time, would be 5:30, so it doesn't make any sense to dim your lights.
Right.
It's not dark out. Yeah, no, we did, and I lived next door to a hotel, and so I just happened to go by the hotel, and it was great. Both my building and the hotel had candles in the lobby, so when you walk in, it was very cool.
Huh.
I mean, I think they should do that all the time.
Yeah.
They had, and I mean, my building had real candles. The hotel had fake candles. I guess they have more stringent fire laws or something. But it was really fun. I mean, find this kind of, it was nifty to feel like, you know, I think that is part of what human beings really get off on, is the idea that they're part of a larger whole, whatever it is, whether it's a church group or a demonstration or a run or a football stadium. We are such social creatures that I think there is something very special about those times where we really do come together, and especially when it's a positive thing as opposed to a riot or something. But it was pretty cool, and I actually took a yoga class, which I hadn't for a while. And they had it in this beautiful area, and they had the candles and everything. And I was one of two people who showed up, which was kind of surprising, except this is kind of a busy weekend for a lot of people, that there's spring break and it's Holy Week, and so lots of things were going on. And but it was great because I'd actually sort of torn up my back. Part of it was I was coming down with a cold, and that's the weak part of my body. Whenever I get anything, goes into my back. But I'd also gone to 3 movies during that day. That's a lot of sitting, which really isn't very good for your back. So I was feeling a little creaky, and the yoga was just great. I mean, I'd forgotten how much I really like yoga and how much my body doesn't really. I'm strong and I have a pretty good lung capacity, but I'm not very flexible, and yoga really puts huge emphasis on flexibility. So it reminded me I really need to get back to it, because it's not what my body does, and if you need to do what your body doesn't ordinarily do. So that was pretty, I sort of felt like really tuned into that. 3 movies and yoga. And they did try that the earth cocktail. I don't know, gin? I don't know. It was, they said, you have to try this. And they said, well, you know, I really don't drink. And they said, oh, no, you'll like this. It's really healthy. And it was kiwi, cucumber. They call it tiki syrup, which I think is just a fancy word for, I think what it is just simple syrup, which is just sugar and water, with a little pepper in it, which is a little unusual, and then gin.
Wow.
Maybe that's what cured my back. It may not have been yoga at all.
Who would have thought gin would be the ultimate remedy for helping
up? Apparently. Well, somebody used to say that the cure for a bad back is to get a tumbler full of bourbon, or I think theirs was bourbon or vodka, and sit on the end, a tumbler, don't even bother with the ice, sit on the end of your bed and chug along it, and you'll fall over into your bed when you wake up. Your head will be bothering you, but your back will be just fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, speaking of which, I actually had an interesting conversation, which actually relates a little bit to what we were talking about last week. Somebody that I don't know very well called up and said, can I take you for breakfast, which always makes me a little nervous. Because, in front of my eyes is flashing free shrink, free shrink, free shrink, which is exactly what they had in mind. But it was okay. I mean, some people want free shrink, and I don't even get a breakfast out of it. And it turns out that he was going through a very tough time in his life, very stressful. And he started drinking a lot. And he decided this was really a very bad idea. So he'd had a friend who is this really apparently lovely person who has been in AA for like 15 years or something. And so a couple of years ago, his friend started saying to this dude, I think you have a drinking problem. And so, you know, when you're ready, come talk with me about AA. So I think he did. And then he went to visit his family. And his family said, oh, no, you don't have a drinking problem. And I said, does your family drink a lot? He said, oh, yeah, but they don't really have a drinking problem. And I said, well, you know, the problem is really defined as much by context. If you have a girlfriend who doesn't drink, and so you're drinking a couple of beers, she may have a problem with your drinking, which means you've got a drinking problem at that moment. Doesn't necessarily mean you're an alcoholic, but means there's a problem because of this behavior. So his concern, which is pretty interesting, was that he felt that AA was too doctrinaire, that it's sort of their way of the highway. And I said, well, you know, I think that any program that's trying to get you to change your behavior at the beginning tends to be pretty rigid, because if it's not rigid, you're going to go back to your old behavior. But any program that you're in, you can always pick and choose. Now, your picking and choosing may dilute some of the value of the program, but it is still your choice to do that. So, but it was a pretty interesting discussion. Because he said, well, he just wanted to talk to somebody who was not an alcoholic and was not doctrinaire. I guess I do very well in both categories. So, but I said, you know, I think you have to try what works for you. And I said, you know, and what he was doing, which is pretty interesting, is he was going out with his friends and saying to the bartender, instead of giving me a beer, just give me a fake beer. So the bartender would play along with that all night. And I said, well, at some point, you're probably going to have to say, I don't drink. But maybe that's farther down the road. 855-99-DR-JOY. Whether it's final four, final drink, or dimming your lights, or your lights not being dimmed. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, as well as kind of sprinkling in the outside world for a little spice. Today is National Doctors Day. Also, Take a Walk in the Park Day. If you live in this part of the world, you probably want to wait another couple of days. voice. I think the reason I have a cold, and I know that's not how you get a cold, but whenever it was, I just decided I was tired of winter, so I started wearing spring clothes and, of course, froze to death because it was cold. And then one day I thought, okay, this is stupid, I'm going to bundle up, and I sweated to death. So, and I know technically, colds are a virus and that's how you get them, but I think you can certainly affect your immune system by driving it nuts by wearing the wrong clothes. At least that's what I believe. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello. Steve, are you there? Hi there.
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good. My back's okay. I did yoga. I'm fine.
Good to hear it. I'm calling about my 94-year-old dad,
okay,
who still lives on his own with help from myself and my brother. I go see him every morning. My brother goes see, and I make his breakfast and get himself set up for lunch. You know, he can operate the microwave and heat up his soup and his coffee, and he can cope on his own during the day. And then my brother goes in the evening, and he helps out with dinner and makes sure he's all set for nighttime. The thing he has been doing lately is apparently, falling asleep, waking up, and then shouting for me and my brother quite loudly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the neighbors, he lives in a single-family house, but the houses are pretty close together. And one of the neighbors pulled my brother over and said, gee, I hear your father shouting, sometimes when I'm walking outside or in the yard, and, I'm just a little bit concerned. Now, I know that he shouts for us sometimes when I'm even there, he'll fall asleep, wake up, and start shouting my name. I'm starting to wonder, is there a way to prevent this? I don't think I can convince him not to do it.
He's not doing it consciously. I mean, he's waking, and it's interesting that happens. I mean, with kids, we call it night terrors, when children wake up in the middle of the night because they've had a nightmare.
Right.
And there seems to be, and a night terror is really not exactly the same as a nightmare, because there seems to be a much greater level of terror by definition with night terrors, and it seems to be part of the nervous system growing. And my suspicion is it's one of several things. I'm not sure that anybody's ever really looked at the phenomenon, but it just seems sensible to me that if this happens when you're very young and your system is growing, it may also happen. The same phenomenon may be responsible for a similar response. It's really almost a panic response in the middle of the night, and with the same help, mommy, daddy, Steve, Richard, whatever. It's probably the yelling is motivated by the same feeling, and the feeling is very likely part of an internal mechanism somehow. And what we do with kids is we have a nightlight. So when kids wake up, they're not completely in the dark, because we know human beings don't see very well. And so being in a dark place makes human beings at any age just a bit more frightened. Does he have a nightlight that he sleeps with?
Well, his eyesight is fairly poor, so I don't know if it would help much.
But it's at least light rather than dark.
He does it in the middle of the day, even when the sun is out.
Yeah, but it probably doesn't last as long in the middle of the day, because you're probably not going to be able to erase the initial response, which is the panic of, oh my God, help me. But it may be of shorter duration if he can at least see. And again, his eyesight may not be very good, but he can probably differentiate light and dark. And it probably, when it happens during the day, it probably doesn't happen for as long, partially because you're there.
Right. It'll stop if you tell him, here we are, we're right here.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm downstairs doing the laundry or something, and I can't rush up and say, I'm here, I'm right nearby. He might keep shouting for me for 5 minutes.
Okay, so it's maybe not light and dark. Frightened?
Sometimes when I arrive, and obviously I have not been there and it's morning, he might shout my name. I assume he's been shouting my name since he woke up, or my brother's name.
Is he aware, when you talk with him about it, is he aware of the phenomenon?
Give me that one more time, the question.
I said, all right, let's say you're down in the laundry room and he's hollering and you go up, and is he aware that he's been shouting?
He sort of is, yes. He does he does recognize that he has been shouting. And sometimes he'll even tell me, oh, have I been shouting? You know, so he does know.
Have you guys thought about, it sounds like he has a single family home. Is there an extra bedroom there? Have you thought about hiring somebody to just sort of be there?
Well, what we've been thinking about is, since my brother's in a two-family house and the downstairs is no longer occupied, we're thinking about moving him to the two-family house where my brother lives upstairs. But now there's the fear that, gee, if we moved him in there, would my brother and his wife get any sleep? You know, if
yeah, I think it might.
Every time he wakes up from a nap.
Well, not to mention the fact that you're going to be moving him out of an environment where he's comfortable and he knows the environment. So it may be worth it to at least temporarily have somebody at least there overnight for a whole bunch of reasons, partially for his just sense of well-being, partially just for your sense of well-being that if he has to get up and go to the bathroom, there's somebody at least there. Because it sounds like you guys have been very lucky about being able to have him be self-reliant for this long and live by himself for this long. And it can just be somebody who, in exchange for room and board, just stays there with him. And they get, you know, free housing or something. It may even be a college student or something. And in exchange for room and board, they may get awakened occasionally, but it may also make your father feel safer because he's not by himself.
Yeah. Because we're even thinking that if we were to even have him go to a facility, would they drug him so that he wouldn't shout and bother the other patients?
I don't know. It probably would depend, to be quite honest, on the facility. But it's not an uncommon phenomenon. Again, I mean, if you think about it, if you've ever had a nightmare, you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes hollering. With small kids, we see it. I think it's a combination of some internal stuff and also the sense of isolation a little bit.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, where he is, so,
you know,
yeah,
he's starting to slip a little bit.
I hear that. But also, you know, it would seem to me the goal, and all I could do when I hear situations like this, and I'm certainly facing similar situations with my mom, and I already face it with my grandmother, is that you'd want, if you were in that situation, you'd want to be as self-reliant for as long as possible. And it would seem to me for right now, maybe seeing if there's somebody who would come and live with him and just be there with him, because it sounds like you guys are doing a great job during the day, and even if he hollers during the day, it's going to be a lot less disruptive. Let me put you on hold for just a second. I'll come right back to you, right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Steve, who's got, he sounds like a pretty vibrant 94-year-old dad, and he and his brother have worked out a very nice system where Steve goes over in the morning, fixes breakfast, gets him ready for lunch. His brother comes in the evening, helps him with dinner, helps him get ready to go to bed. And the complication at this moment is that when he wakes up, either from a nap or in the middle of the night, he is... it would seem to me that from your description, and you can tell me that this is accurate or not, that he's terrified. He's really frightened.
Yeah.
And he's somewhat disoriented. And Steve's saying, well, what if we moved him in with my brother, but does that mean that he's going to keep my brother and his wife awake? And that's not a terrible possibility, but my guess is he's not, he's going to be in unfamiliar circumstances, which is going to create its own sense of anxiety. So if possible, keeping him where he is probably makes the most sense for as long as you can prolong that, just because he's going to be most comfortable at it, which means getting somebody in there. Unless you guys, between the two of you, you have enough grandchildren to populate the house, so everybody takes a night at Grandpa's, so he's there.
Unfortunately, no grandkids on either side. So.
Okay, well, that it also occurs to me that that may drive him crazier than it's really worth. I would look around and see, especially over the summer, that you've got a college student or something, or some reliable person who could just come in and essentially maybe do a little bit of light housework, but maybe not even that, just in exchange for room and board, be there overnight, so if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he can be reassured, and just him knowing, your father knowing that there's somebody there, that he's not alone, may offset some of the anxiety.
That could possibly do it, sure. Although my concern is that, like I said, even sometimes when I'm there, he'll fall asleep while I'm doing the laundry or doing some chores, and then wake up and not remember that I'm there and start shouting.
I know, but the default mode in his house is being alone. So if we change that, if it doesn't work, it just seems to me a relatively inexpensive, non-invasive, relatively easy to manage situation. Because if not, then the problem is not only that he's disruptive to the neighbors, but that he's feeling some real terror at that moment, and
right.
We certainly don't want that to be a part of his daily life. And if you've known, most people when they wake up out of a deep sleep are a bit disoriented, but most of us, I think for most of us when we wake up, there's an occasional moment of, oh my goodness, where am I? Like if you've ever been on vacation and you wake up in a strange room, and I'm not even going to talk about the other times we would end up in strange rooms with not much memory of it, but there is a disorienting factor, and I think if we can have his default mode that there's somebody that he trusts and he's like who's there. And it may take a little while to reset in that person coming to him and saying, no, you're okay. Can I get you a drink of water? So that his mindset is not that I'm alone and there's nobody here and what if I think I'm having a heart attack, but the default mode is there's somebody here and they'll be there at breakfast and I can play canasta with them. And because we know that one of the issues about growing old is isolation.
Sure.
It just seems like maybe it's worth a try because it's not particularly, it's a little bit difficult, but it's not nearly as difficult as, for example, moving him in to your brother's house, which I think is likely to create some chaos. Although you can try that on a week and see what happens of just saying, gee, we'd love to have you come over for a week and see how that works. So that's something you can try
that's
as well with minimal kind of intrusion as well.
Sure.
Before you'd move him into assisted living, because that's going to be a huge change for him. And
people, if you want to try to avoid that at all costs.
Exactly.
It's expensive, and I'm sure he wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he does say by the time, oh, I don't know what you're going to do with me. I'm not sure how much longer I can live on my own. And I always
but
you're not really living on your own. I see you every morning, my brother.
Well, but Steve, I think that more than anything you've said makes me think that getting somebody in there might be a real blessing all the way around. I think the word is alone.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't so alone, he may be much more comfortable. As I said, the default mode would not be, oh my God, I'm alone. The default mode would be Stanley's next door or Cheryl's here for me. And some company as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think you guys are doing a great job. It just seems to me that the overnights could use a little bit of shoring up.
Sure, sure. Okay, we'll give that a shot, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do. Steve, thanks for your call.
All right, thanks, Dr. Joy.
Sure, bye-bye.
Take care.
Shauna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, I'm wondering if you can help me with a pretty raw situation just happened. This morning I stumbled across my husband having a Craigslist ad and one an online profile looking basically for sex. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have been married 5 years. We have two twin babies, 9 months old. Both very happy. I mean, honestly, we're the happiest I've I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. And I'm really shocked. I've never had any suspicions, never come across anything before. And he's a cop, so he works different shifts. He works, days and then nights. But I've never, I've never been suspicious of anything. I have run across a couple of years ago where he had been looking at quite a bit of pornography. Basically, I won't go into our whole conversation, but when we talked this morning and I confronted him about it, and he basically says he doesn't know why he did it at first, but then going on, do you have, an addiction to this stuff? Or, he thinks maybe it's just a fantasy that went too far. Are you saying he's just...
Shauna, has he met anybody? Has he actually met anybody face-to-face, or does he just type?
He said he's never contacted or never had an affair or done anything physically, and he's never actually done anything online. He said all he did was that one profile I found. He said that he just signed up for the profile created the profile, and then that was it.
So he's never met anybody face-to-face?
Correct. That's what he says. I'm just wondering, honestly, I believe him because the things that I found are pretty easy to find. It doesn't seem like he was trying to hide it. And I looked through a bunch of texts and emails and couldn't find anything else. Mm. So I'm just wondering, is it possible for someone to have an addiction like that and just be addicted to a fantasy? And
I'm not sure.
Want it to work.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd use that word, to be quite honest, because it doesn't give you a whole lot of wiggle room. Wiggle room may be exactly the wrong term here, but it just doesn't... I'm not sure it's a useful term. What is your sex life like, Shauna, with him?
Honestly, good. Not as much since we have twin babies, but it used to be, once or twice a week, and it's still probably once every 2 weeks. This is with the babies, but
yeah, I got. How old are you, Chana?
We're both 34.
Okay. And you said he works sometimes days and sometimes nights?
Yeah, he has a rotating shift. He works a month of days and then a month of nights.
Do you work outside the home, or the kids just keeping you running around like crazy?
Nope, I work full-time, too.
Okay. All right. How did you happen to find these?
I was actually going to go in and post the Craigslist ad on the iPad, and he happened to have his iPad that I was using, and he was still signed into Craigslist, and it was a recent posting where he had posted where he was going to be. This is when he was in St. Cloud a year and a half ago, saying, I'm going to be in town on business, and I'm looking basically for a one-night stand type of a thing.
Oof.
Yeah, that one really hurt. And he's denying that one. He admitted to the profile. He's saying he doesn't remember, or he doesn't think that Craigslist posting was his, which makes me nervous, because everything else I believe except for that. I don't believe that he had to have done it, and he has to remember doing that.
Well, whether he did it or not, he certainly didn't forget it. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold for a minute, and I'll walk you through this, all right? And see what you want at this moment, and then let's figure out what to do about that, all right?
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Shauna, who's a mom of 9-month-old twins in a 5-year marriage, and her husband wasn't terrifically good at covering his tracks, which I don't think is completely accidental. I think on some level this is something that he wanted you, if not to know about, at least he was either feeling guilty or feeling like he needed to. Has he ever said to you in the last year, Shanna, we've turned into a couple who, you know, was couple-centered into a couple who is child-centered. You know, we don't talk to each other very often. We don't go out very often. We don't have sex very often. Has he said any of those things?
No, but he's not really good at communicating.
Yeah, I know. He's a man. I know. And because, kiddo, I think on some level that's what he's communicating here. And it would be really nice if he could say those things, but if he could say those things, he'd probably be a female, not a male, because as you point out, guys just don't. So the question is, what do you want at this moment? I assume, let me not assume, do you want to stay with this dude?
I do. I honestly really love him, and I guess my hope is that it's something that he's just addicted to some kind of online.
Well, I would encourage you not to use that word, because it's not going to feel very good to you, and it's not going to feel very good to him. However,
it just makes me feel better, because I guess I struggle with depression and anxiety, and so I know what it's like to struggle with something, so maybe it just makes me feel better.
Fair enough. All right, but the word struggle is a much more useful word, I think, for both you and for him. You're not addicted to being depressed.
No.
You struggle with depression, and he may have to struggle with curiosity about other women. He may have to struggle with the sense that he's not as important to you as he once was. But struggle implies an intent to overcome as opposed to succumb. And I don't think that's my concern about the word addiction. If it's not me, it's outside of me, it's something over which I have no control. The word struggle implies a completely different mindset and a completely different intent. So I would use the word struggle. All right, assuming that you love this dude, what I would do, well, let me ask you first. Are you willing to get a babysitter one day a week or one night a week so the two of you can just go and have some couple time?
Definitely.
Okay. Number two, are you willing to initiate sex at least once a week with him?
Definitely. And that's the other thing I was going to say, is there's been times in the past where I've initiated it and he's said, like, no, my stomach hurts or whatever. And I'm like, huh? I just am not used. It's not like it's that often, but it makes me wonder, like, what...
Okay, fair enough. And that's a legitimate question to ask him. All right, because look, you've got a messy situation right now. If you've got a messy situation, you might as well take the risk of making it a little bit messier to clean the whole thing up, right? Because you don't want to have to go through this again. So I would sit him down. I would go take a walk with him tonight. I'd get a babysitter and go take a walk with him tonight. And I'd say, all right, dude, I'm committed to this marriage. Are you? And then stop talking. You know, you don't have to go through all the reasons why. You don't have to mention the kids. Just, I'm committed to this marriage. Are you? And he's either going to say, I don't know, at which point your stomach's going to hurt a lot, but you might as well know. Or he's going to say, yes, I am. Or he's going to say, no, I've not been happy for a long time. But again, even if he says those kind of icky things, you're better off being aware of it than being blindsided by it. And let's make the assumption temporarily that he's going to, I know I can hear your stomach growling at this moment, that he's going to say, yes, I am. And you say, all right, here's what I'm willing to offer you. I'm willing to offer you a babysitter one night a week, so the two of us, and it could be lunch, depending on your schedule or dinner, where we have some couple time, just the two of us. We don't talk about the kids. We don't go to a movie. We do something where we can hold hands and neck and be happy with each other, number one. Number two, I want to initiate sex at least once a week with you. I want you to initiate sex at least in a different once a week with me, so we're having sex at least twice a week, minimum. And then see what he says. And this is an opportunity to find out what both of you want. I mean, you're 5 years into a marriage, but you've had a cataclysmic change in the last year. You've got those two little rugrats that you didn't have. Did both of you want the pregnancy? Did you go through IVF?
We did. We had tried for a long time. Yeah. We both wanted kids, yeah.
Okay. Because here's what I think may also have happened to your sex life, especially from his point of view. From his point of view, anytime you go through IVF, it doesn't make any difference whose fault it is, that men feel, I mean, as women we can think, well, gee, maybe I'm not fulfilling my female destiny, but it doesn't really wrap around our heads the way a man who feels, maybe I'm shooting blanks or there's something wrong with me. Guys are much more invested into their masculinity to a certain extent, let alone their penis, than we are. I mean, it's just socialization. So, and then when you have to go through IVF and you have to have sex on a schedule, he may have felt of, you know, I'm not even sure I'm manly, and now I feel like I'm a stud, you know, that I have to, that sex isn't something we do because it's fun or we're feeling turned on. Sex is something we have to do for a specific goal. And then he's got the kids. And it's not coincidental to me that the whole one-night stand crap was about a year ago, and you've got 9-month-old twins, and you were 6 months into your pregnancy. So I'm certainly not making excuses for him, because I think it was just plain stupid. It was stupid to even think about it, let alone do it. But if I were you, I'd just write that off, because if you want to stay in this marriage, you don't want that over your head. And you don't want to ask him, because either if he says yes, if he says yes, something happened, then you've got a whole different dilemma. If he says no, the question is, do you believe him? And then if he did or did, so I just let that go. I mean, assuming both of you, neither of you have a sexually transmitted disease, and he says no, you know, he'd never do it again, I'd let that one go, because there's just no profit in it for you. And then I would say to him, if you think that this is something that is compulsive on your part, and again, I wouldn't use the word addiction, but if you think this is a compulsion on your part, I think you have to go see a therapist. I don't, you know, you can go and handle it by yourself. If you don't, maybe we should do a marriage counselor together. But see where you are, because at this moment, what you know is things are very messy, but very unclear. Yeah. So tell him what you're willing
to. He did say he'd go to a counselor.
Okay.
For this, and I mean, he did say he just wants me and he wants this to work. So
yeah, I mean,
believe him?
Honey, look, if you want this marriage, do believe him, and I'll tell you why. Because not believing him, if he's sincere, is very hard to recover from. So you want this marriage, so you might as well believe in it. That doesn't mean you go into it stupidly, because you don't want to be a fool, and you don't want to be embarrassed, and you don't want to be heartbroken. But given those choices, you want the marriage badly enough, it would seem to me, to take the risk. And if you don't, then you're going to figure that out in the next, you know, couple of days and decide, nope, you know, I'm done here. It sounds to me you're not. It sounds to me that he's not either, because it's not that hard to cover your tracks. And he didn't.
Yeah.
I think he was looking. I think he felt terrible about this. And from what I would view this as, Shauna, is a wake-up call. Not as a crisis, but as a wake-up call. If he's saying, I don't feel important, I don't feel masculine, I haven't felt this way for a while, tell me you love me.
Okay.
If you need to stay on, talk with me more, stay on. Okay, and I'll put Manny on with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.